Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Today is Wednesday, January 23rd, and we're bidding Danny goodbye for a few days.
Yep.
And are you ready?
No.
You're not ready
yet.
Look
at my hair, Sam, and look at my nails. Does it look like I'm ready to you?
No, I mean mentally.
Oh, mentally, no.
No.
No. I like literally feel like, what am I doing?
I know.
Fuck it.
What do you care? It's not costing you a dime.
Right.
Right?
Well, except for my hair.
All you have
to
do is get on a plane and get back on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope the weather's okay there because I hope you don't get stuck in the fucking airport and shit.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Don't
like,
say that.
You know, because of weather, they might close the airports down. You know?
Well, it says.
When there's a lot of.
Tomorrow's going to be a high of 10 degrees. That's okay. Insane.
Right.
Friday will be 7.
Oh, wow.
Saturday will be 13.
I can't even imagine.
And Sunday will be 14. That's insane.
That is insane. You can't go outside. You're going to go to Chicago and not see anything except the hotel room or something.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully a few restaurants.
I know, right? At least feed me. Feed me and give me some dick.
Yeah, there you go. That's why she's going. It's not costing you a dime. I can't see why you wouldn't do it.
Right. Right. But yeah, I don't think we're not going to be able to do anything. I'm going to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to, unless we're just like literally quickly getting into a car and then getting out of the car and getting back in the car to run back inside. I'm not interested.
What about snow? Is it going to snow
no,
there?
I mean, it could change, but right now there's no snow.
Good. So the airport will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what kind of weather they can actually fly in, you
know? Like, how do you
sometimes
fly in 7-degree weather?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you with winds and shit and ice and snow, fuck, man.
Yeah.
That's too much. I don't know how they do this, but.
Right.
But thank goodness they do, because otherwise, man, we wouldn't be traveling anywhere.
Right. You know? Gabby just got home this morning.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So how long was she held back there? 2 days?
Three.
3 days?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
three
of the
days,
weather?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the airport being shut down for 3 days?
Nope.
Did she have to be there all the time?
No.
At the airport?
No, they have like the check-in stuff.
Okay.
So they kept getting notifications like your flight is canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
I know.
My nose is itchy this morning. I don't know what's going on. I think I've been getting like allergies, and I usually don't.
I don't either.
But maybe because of the wind yesterday. You know, I was like sneezing a lot.
Was it windy yesterday?
It was very windy yesterday, all day, and dusty and shit. And
right.
Yeah, no. No, it was windy, and the day before, too, I think.
Right.
So, yeah. But at any rate, I started getting some furniture in the new house, like delivered and shit, and I'm starting to feel good about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. I'm just dreading the fucking move, man, this Saturday. It's like there's so much still to pack. And
yeah, but
know,
once it's done, it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just one dreadful day of unpacking and then one dreadful day of unpacking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a couple of days, depending on how fast you move.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you got this, champ.
I got this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm very happy. You know, I figure, you know, it's like you go there, I sitting in the backyard smoking a joint, not worrying about stinking anybody.
Right.
All this shit. So, to me, that's worth a lot, you
right.
know?
Right. Well, right now it's a little chilly to be sitting in a backyard smoking a joint.
I still fucking sit outside smoking a joint, you know? I mean, think about it. Like, at night, there's maybe 50 degrees or something.
Right.
Yeah, I sit outside with a coat and I read and smoke. And
right.
No, I don't care. I love being outside. So even if it's not going to nature, but just not being inside the house so much, you know?
Yeah.
So it's funny that I got a 3-bedroom house and I spend all the time outside.
Right.
But that's what it takes to get a nice private home, you know? So I'm looking forward to that. And it's nice, you know? I like it. It's funny because I go there and I still have the apartment mentality of like... you know, closing windows so people can't see inside,
right,
and shit like that. Right. You know, worrying what the neighbors are going to say and all that. And I'm going, what the fuck? You know, now I have a house. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
You know.
Period.
Yeah, period. Exactly. Period. So what's new? Anything new with you other than going on a trip?
No.
No, nothing. So, but you'll probably have a lot of stories to tell when you come back.
Oh, yeah. I imagine so.
Yeah.
I hope so. If it's a good trip.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, good or bad, you'll have stories.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one thing for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think it's not going to really hit me that I'm leaving until, like, I roll up to LAX.
Right.
Then I'm going to be like, oh, fuck
and
me.
You board the fucking plane.
Yeah. It's like, once you sit down, that's it.
That's it.
Like, you're stuck. On that flight, bitch.
Right. You want to hear something funny about the flight?
Nope.
Why?
I don't even want to think about planes.
This is not scary,
right,
though. But, you know, on Taiwan Airlines, there was a 400-pound man that boarded. He was sitting on his wheelchair, right?
Okay.
And then he tells... you know, I don't know how long into the flight, they said that he forced members of the all-female cabin crew to undress him in the lavatory and clean him. So the story went that he wanted the flight attendant to be in the toilet, in the lavatory with him. Now, you know how small it is,
right,
in there, and he's 400 fucking pounds.
Right.
And then he asked her to leave the door open, and she says no. And they're also saying that when she went to cover his privates, or however they called it here in the story, she put a blanket up to cover it, and he slapped her hand. You know, that's what they're saying. So now you want to get the best of this? He asked him to wipe his ass after he took a shit.
Oh,
now,
man.
Can you imagine the situation and you're the flight attendant? How the fuck do you deal
with
it?
I'd be fired.
She says, I'm so fucking traumatized now. I had to look at his feces inside and all
did
that.
Did she actually wipe him?
Yeah.
No. Like, right. You couldn't pay me enough.
Right.
I'm sorry, no. I'm not wiping your ass. How do you do this on a regular basis?
Stay in the fucking toilet till we land for all I care, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I hate when people shit on planes. Like, you couldn't take a dump before the flight?
Right.
How do you shit on a plane?
Well...
Yo, when little kids poop on a plane?
Obviously, he's not a person that thinks a lot. Something's very wrong with him. So now everybody's tweeting, you know, to refuse service to him and all this stuff. And criticizing the airline for being... Like, corporate culture for being the customer's always right. You know, and ignoring the employees' welfare.
Okay, yeah, but that's not... I think that's to an extent, like, if you have to travel where someone needs to wipe your ass, you need to have a nurse with you. It's not in the flight attendant's description to do that.
Exactly.
It's not healthy. It's not sanitary.
Right.
But I would be fired. I'd say, sir, no, I'm not wiping your ass.
Yeah, but you see, this is like Taiwanese, so they're probably, like, all very polite and nice,
yeah,
you know, and shit like that. That's probably what happened, but... They were traumatized. I don't blame them. I would have been too.
Yeah, not happening.
Fuck, man. I would have punched him in the fucking face. Told him, go get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I would have been like, have a good day, sir.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Stay here. Fucking can you imagine 400-pound man? How do you get in there? How do you get in? How do you fit in the chair? In the seat?
Wow. I don't know, because I've dated a dude that's 220, but he was 220 and like... muscle, like rip, like sexy.
But that's 220. I said 400
yeah
pounds.
I know, so I'm trying to imagine, yeah, 200 more pounds.
That's
of
a
that.
Very fat person. Very.
I hate that word, fat.
Yeah
okay.
Obese.
Yeah, obese. Yeah, at that, yeah, point. When, yeah, do you, when are you considered,
why do you
obese,
the word fat? I mean,
if, I don't,
if
like
someone's
it.
Fat, they're fat. Why can't we say it?
Because it's like kind of like a rude term. Like, well, there's better ways to,
no,
say fat.
No, because people made it rude. It wasn't before. Why does it have to be? Why can't we use the words that actually describe? You see, that's about a political correctness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to start fucking protecting everybody, even the smallest group, and change the way we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've done it anyway, but you know. Come on.
What do you think I should eat before?
You see, the thing is, it's probably also the,
if someone calls you fat, you would be pissed.
The intention. Okay, the intent. And if you don't say it to, like, for example, me, I don't say it to put the person down. I just said it because they're a fat person.
Oh, my God. Sam.
Yeah. What? What about ugly? Can you say someone's ugly?
I try to say not attractive. Okay. Sometimes I catch myself saying, ugh, ugly.
Okay.
You know, and then I feel
but
really bad
after. But
you
say that to be bad, to be cruel to them? You say it to yourself. You don't say it to them. But nobody ever does.
Yeah, I know. People call me ugly all the time.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how people will tell you, oh, you lost weight. But when you gain weight, they never say anything.
I feel like my friends would tell me.
Well, the close friends to you, but other people.
Like strangers now.
Yeah,
because how do you say that? Like, hey, did you gain a few?
Yeah.
And we're not that close. Like, can you imagine? I'd be like, yo, fuck you.
Yeah. You look like you gained some weight.
Yeah. Like, and you're not even close to them? I'd be like, excuse yourself.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Some people do that, though. But I guess you have to feel real close to someone, right?
Right.
If you're family, you can go, wow, you gained some pounds. What happened?
Right.
You know?
Right. My goodness.
Fuck, man. But it's funny that way that people will come to you and say, because I think sometimes to say you lost weight is also kind of offensive too, you know?
Yeah, some
it's
people
like,
will say
what are you
to
saying
me.
I was fat before?
Yeah, right, right.
So that's what I'm saying. Right. Depends how you take things, you know?
I have this gay friend.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, he's like, oh, you lost weight. And it's like, I really haven't lost weight. I've been 119 pounds forever. I mean, there's some mornings I wake up, I'm like 115. I'm like, okay, I really need to eat more today. But roughly, I'm always 119 pounds. To him to say that, I'm like, so am I looking fat on some days to you?
You see, that's what I
mean. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Crazy.
That's fucking funny. Mm. So, yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I have a very busy day. It's giving me anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What should I eat
I've
before my flight?
I've got anxiety about the move.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But I'm like, how am I going to get everything out of here? You know. Although,
have you started packing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. A lot
then
of
you're
stuff
good.
Is packed.
You're good then.
But there's still a lot to pack. And what I'm saying, though, is that, well, the nice thing is I actually have till the 31st to move out.
Right.
So I don't have to do everything
right.
on Saturday, but still it's going to be, yeah, maybe I should tell that to myself and then I won't be so pressured.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, just get it done on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then you don't have to like keep dragging it out.
Yeah.
Just get it all done.
Get a truck, get a couple guys.
Yeah.
Move the whole thing.
Yeah. You can pay movers like probably like $40 an hour. And they move.
$40? For guys that you take on the corner?
Oh, no. I've never seen anybody on a corner. But
yeah, like,
I'm talking
yeah,
like professional people.
No, they're near the U-Haul and stuff. You have all these guys standing there looking for work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would trust them in my home, especially as a female. I'm good.
But what home? I mean, they're just helping you load the truck.
Well, it's different for guys. I would never go to the corner and say, can you guys help me
no, of course
move into
not.
My crib?
Yeah, yeah. But you'd get a guy.
Now you guys know where I live.
You guys would do it for you.
Yeah, for sure. But never happening. But when we moved into our new apartment now, like almost 2 years ago, we paid for movers and it was like $40 an hour.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up
and they like taking their time, too.
Bucks.
Yeah. They take their sweet ass time. I'm like, can you put a move on it, bro?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. But going back to your anxiety, so why are you anxious? What's going on? I mean, what are you like anxious that you don't know what to pack?
I don't know what to pack. I don't know.
Remember, you're probably not going to be.
Like, do I pack a dress? Like, one dress just in case?
Dress? I don't think you'd wear a dress in that cold.
But what if he takes me to a fancy dinner when I'm going to wear a sweater and
right.
jeans?
Okay, so take a dress or two. But still, I don't know that people would wear fucking dresses in that cold. Who does?
I don't know.
Come on. You're like California-minded.
I know.
Yeah. In 8 degrees, nobody wears a fucking dress, I bet.
What should I eat before I get on the plane that isn't going to make me gassy?
Nothing. Gassy.
Because
I don't know what makes you gassy.
Yeah. When I'm nervous, I get gassy.
Really?
Yeah, like it's
like
bad.
Your stomach hurts?
Yeah, like it's like instant.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then take something like, take like, what do people take?
I don't know. I didn't know there was something that could help
Xanax,
you with that. Oh, Xanax. I do have Xanax. But I don't want to take Xanax because I feel like I'm going to be groggy.
That's better than anxious.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to be groggy when I land.
You won't.
It's a 4 hour and 20 minute flight.
Find out how long it works.
That's a pretty long flight. 4 hours is a long fucking time.
It is. It is. But listen, just go to sleep, be relaxed. Maybe just drink.
I'm definitely drinking.
Okay, so don't take medication.
For sure.
So just...
Because my flight's at noon.
At noon. Okay, well, have a good breakfast.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. You know, don't eat on the plane.
No.
The plane food is what makes you gassy.
Yeah, and then I'll have diarrhea all night in the first night I meet him. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Besides, I don't even think they serve food anymore in domestic flights unless you buy it.
I think you have to buy it. I think you even have to buy... I think they give you, like, pretzels. I don't even know if they give you pretzels anymore.
Yeah, I haven't flown in a while.
I mean, haven't either.
Yeah.
You don't remember your flights to Oregon?
Well, yeah, but that was a two-hour flight. They only give us peanuts and shit.
Oh, 2 hours. I wish my flight was 2 hours.
I know. Oh, well, listen, don't think about it too much. You don't have a choice. So.
Yeah, my dad was like, shut up, because I called him this morning. I was like, Dad. He's like, I don't even want to hear it, Danielle. He's like, get your ass on the plane. Have a good trip. Get your ass back on the plane. Come home.
Yeah.
I was like,
how cool
geez.
It is that he can talk to his daughter, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, would be a dream come true.
Well, I called him and I go, hey, Dad. Like, he only texted me yesterday and said, good morning. I hope you have a good day. And that was the extent of the conversation we had. And I was like, do I send him a text today? Like, just to touch base? Like,
right. What
if he's so busy he doesn't even remember I'm coming tomorrow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My dad was like, just send him a text before you go to bed and said, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Good night.
Yeah. Send him a few texts. Not just one.
Really?
Yeah. Send him like, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little, you know,
right. Giddy,
whatever.
Right. He, I already told him I'm like petrified of flying.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll be fine. I'm like, you're so bland.
Tell him I hope you appreciate the long way of coming to see you.
Yeah, right. I hope you appreciate the amount of fear that is consuming my body to come see you.
Right.
I hope you know what I'm going through.
It's
for
funny that we don't expect anything to happen, and then maybe you guys will really connect.
Right.
And
right.
It'll be like a marriage thing.
Right.
But don't allow yourself to think
no,
that.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking if I call it fly by night.
Yeah.
Like just in and out, and who knows if I'll ever hear from him again. You know? Who fucking knows?
You'll probably hear from you again.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Unless I think he's, because I've met some really, really hot guys before.
Uh-huh.
And I just, if our personalities aren't a match, they'll just never hear from me again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care how hot you are.
Right.
So hopefully he's got like a dope personality.
Yeah.
And he's a gentleman. I'm hoping because he's older, it'll be different.
Yeah, probably.
I know, I hope.
Is this the first time you're dating someone a few years older?
No, the last guy I dated was 35.
Okay, so that's now it's more than 4 years.
Yeah, and this is, he's 7 years older than me.
Right.
Okay. Almost eight.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll find a more mature man than the ones like that fucking 18-year-old or 23-year-old, whatever you told me. 19-year-old you had that was crazy about you?
Yeah, 19. I never hooked up with him, though.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, you know, you hang out with these kind of people.
Right. And then you go to like a grown-ass man, yeah.
Yeah, you want someone you can learn from, mm-hmm. that you enjoy being with.
So last night I went out. Well, we did our podcast last night. And then after, we got in and out. And then
so it's you and your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we drank so much tequila.
Wow.
And then we got in and out and we ate like disgusting human beings. And then I washed my makeup off and I fell asleep at like 11:15. And at 1:45 in the morning, I woke up wide awake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking like groggy. I'm talking like I just woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning. The day is just starting wide awake.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I tried laying there for like 20 minutes and it worked. So at 2:15 in the morning, I got up. Mm. I dyed my hair black, watched a movie, took a shower. And then finally at 5:50, I went back to bed.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just starting to hit me now. Like, bitch, you haven't slept.
Yeah.
So I'm tired.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired all the time too, but it's enough talking about me. But I'm going to do something about that. They said that you can get like a wristband that actually measures your sleep and how many times you wake up and all that.
Oh, really?
Tells the doctors what you
Is
have.
Is it an Apple?
No, no, it's like from the doctor. You get it.
And then after that, they can tell you what to do to fix it.
Right, so you don't have to go and do those sleep tests over there.
Right, 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 right.
You can just sleep at home.
I always wanted to do a sleep test.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool.
Right. Well, what you can do is put your camera on all night. Your phone.
That's actually cool. I've never thought of that
before. Yeah, you know, and then you can see how you sleep and stuff. You just fast forward it, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, though.
Yeah.
Like, because imagine if you record yourself and then some, like, ghostly shit happens. I would never...
Well, you better find out.
Yeah,
about
I would never be able to go back to bed.
That's not going to happen. Shit like that. All you're going to see yourself...
You don't know.
Turning around, maybe snoring or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
So funny.
The shit people can do with cameras, you know?
Yeah, you can do anything with cameras.
Yeah, you know?
Catch anyone doing some crazy, wild shit.
Yeah, I mean, I brought up a story here where this couple got a message of a missile attack. They didn't know where it was coming from, and then they realized it was coming from their camera at home. And someone hacked into the fucking camera, and they were able to... They just... put out like messages to, I don't know why, to make them panic or whatever, but they were hacked.
Didn't that happen a few months ago in Hawaii? And it ended up being somebody that worked there that was just playing a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here it was just one family, you know? So I don't understand.
That's
what
really
the
weird.
It was. But so the manager of NIST, which is the company that makes the camera, told the family they were likely victims of third-party hack that allowed someone access to their camera and its speakers. Can you imagine?
Nope.
Your camera is fucking videotaping you. That's why, you know, on my devices, I put shit over the camera.
I don't do all that.
You should.
I know I should, but I don't.
Do you have a laptop?
Mm-hmm.
What's so hard about covering it? I still have a lot of these stickers that go especially for that.
I know. I use FaceTime a lot on my laptop.
Oh,
like every time I'm home, like.
But you can remove them back and forth.
I know. Just like I'm probably, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you don't sit naked in front of your computer.
No, never. Yeah, no. And most of the time, if I'm not using the computer, it's closed.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's open while I'm like walking around cleaning and shit. You know.
Yeah.
So
as long as you can't blackmail you for anything, you're good.
Right. Yeah. And well, I'm not doing anything sketchy.
Exactly.
So like, I literally look at anyone that was trying to blackmail me, like, what's going on here? Like, what do you really want to do right now? Because I'm not doing anything that's sketchy.
Right.
But there are people that are doing shit sketchy, like that fucking Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
All those people's lives were messed up. And it's like they tricked them. If you do all this, we won't tell your wife or we won't tell your mom or we won't tell everybody. And then they'd finish the task and still tell the
still
wife.
They would
still,
tell them.
Yeah.
And put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, that's terrible, man.
Well, I mean, all those people needed help. So, like, the one husband was cheating, like, on a regular basis with prostitutes.
Yeah.
And then the other guy was into little kids. So, like, you need to get help now. Better you get help now than when you're an adult raping little girls.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Fuck.
I'll never understand that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just never understand that. Like, Law & Order SVU episodes where, like, it's a grown-ass man who had sex with, like, a 10-year-old.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't understand that. Like, how do
you... And how do you abuse babies? Sometimes you hear about a baby, right?
Yeah,
what do you do with a baby for crying out loud? You know?
Ugh,
what is it?
Makes me sick.
The need to control another human being so you go with a baby or a young child? You know, I mean, where does it come from? I don't understand. Maybe some people are, like, stuck in their childhood and they're fixated
that
on
has, that. I don't care if you're stuck in your childhood.
No?
Nothing in your childhood told you to rape a baby.
No, but it doesn't justify it. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to understand what would make somebody be attracted to children.
I don't know. It's
I mean,
disgusting.
I couldn't wait till I got older so I could get real adult pussy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There was like an article a couple months ago on the Shade Room about this couple, and the mom just stood around and let her boyfriend, who wasn't the father of the child, obviously,
right,
have sex with her infant, like 6-month-old.
Yeah.
So they're both locked up now. Yeah. But that baby's life is ruined.
Yeah.
Like, ruined.
For sure.
So
it's
disgusting.
Funny how we keep talking about things and it leads me to stories that I already prepared.
Right.
This one talks about that they, you know, the woman in a vegetative state that gave birth.
Right.
Well, they caught the nurse because
it was a
male nurse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, obviously. And thanks to the DNA. So they're saying the baby helped them.
Right, obviously, yeah. Right.
So, I mean, you should look at this man. He looks awful.
Really?
He is.
Wait, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, he's, no, you would not want to admit that someone like that, well, it doesn't matter what they look like, I guess, when you rape somebody. No, they're just showing his mugshot. But my God, man, I mean, for fuck's sake, what do you do when you leave your parents like that in a home or something? So apparently a few of the doctors already left this facility.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah, with his one eye closed there.
Yeah.
How did they even let him work with people? He looks dangerous.
Well, I mean, the thing is you can't judge a book.
No, of course not.
By its cover?
Of course not, but I would be suspicious.
That's so disgusting.
Right? And so they're trying to figure out how many times he actually assaulted her and whether there were
others.
And
who else?
Yeah, and who else?
And not only that, it's like, how did he get away with that, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Why don't they have cameras?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, because I know this happened in Israel, too, a few months ago, and I saw it on TV, and I thought, where are the cameras? Why the fuck in a place like this would you have cameras?
Right.
How can you possibly trust someone with someone's in a coma, you know? Or even just
and
helpless.
How did nobody hear him?
Helpless.
How did nobody hear him doing the fucking shit he's doing?
Well, if it's at night, he goes in the room, does his thing, and leaves.
Ew.
Right? Maybe he was responsible for cleaning her and stuff, so it was easy for him to access. But I can't imagine they would give a guy to clean up a woman.
Right. Right.
Probably not, right?
No.
So he had to sneak in somehow.
Right.
Unless, you know, he could have been he wasn't a cleaning guy. He was a practical nurse. A licensed practical nurse.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. He was caring for the woman, though. Okay, so it's not like he just walked in. He was like caring for her.
Right.
What the fuck, man? What do you do with a guy taking care of a woman? Right?
I don't know.
There's no like explanation to this. So they're saying they couldn't think. I mean, they never thought the nurse could be. A nurse. Okay, that's what the police said, that they can't believe a nurse would do this to someone.
Right.
Yeah. So the doctor who led the woman's care resigned. Another was suspended. Good.
Bye.
Good. Fuck
see
this,
ya.
Man. Mm-hmm. Imagine this baby and his, how he.
Yeah, and what are they going to do with it?
Yeah, well.
She's going to go in the system immediately.
Same that they're going to do with the
And how do you explain that to the kid when they grow up? This is how you were brought into this world.
Right. Yeah. Probably will
but
never
But my whole
tell
thing
him.
Is, how did she go? She hasn't given birth yet, right?
No, she did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she gave birth. That's how they found out.
Okay, so how does a woman go 9 months pregnant and nobody notices?
Right.
In an entire facility.
Right. But you know what? It's happened before, you know? I mean, if it happens like gradually, maybe you don't notice.
No, a stomach always gets big.
Yeah, I guess the person that takes care of her.
Be like, what's going on here?
If he was the only one taking care of her, then it explains why he didn't say anything.
He doesn't work 24 hours a day, though. Let's be serious here. He's not working.
So other people would see she's pregnant.
The facility probably kept it under wraps so this wouldn't get out.
Yeah. Well, that's a story, too. Apparently, some people were able to fool their parents into not knowing they're pregnant. I mean, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, like when they're kids. Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
I think when a kid's overweight and then they get pregnant, people don't really notice. And some people, I don't know how else to explain
it. Yeah, but some people get really big when they're pregnant.
Right, but not everybody, so.
Right, that's true, not everybody. There was, like, I remember when I was around 16, there was some girl in my town who, like, gave birth in the bathroom at, like, some restaurant. And she claimed she didn't even know she was pregnant. And I was like,
yeah, what the fuck is that
about?
Yeah,
I don't know if I believe you, girl.
Right. No.
You didn't hear it. You didn't feel a baby kick for the whole 9 months. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no answer to these things, but it sounds like a lot of bullshit for people, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, so that's a terrible thing, but I'm glad they caught him, and who knows where he's going to end up, man. Yeah.
He's gonna end up fucked up in jail. Like, he's gonna get fucked up.
Yeah.
People don't like rapists, especially child rapists in jail.
Right.
It's just like no one's playing nice with you in the sandbox. So good luck to you.
Yeah. I know.
He's probably gonna hang himself.
You think?
Yeah. Anyone who like has the ability to sleep with a woman who's not even coherent,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah,
you're not gonna survive in jail. You can't even get a breathing living woman to sleep with you. Obviously,
yeah.
So you're so completely socially awkward.
You're right. You're right. You know, and you have to be. And what about those people that have sex with bodies? You know?
Yeah, like the people in the morgue.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this movie I'll never forget.
Cadavers and shit. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I watched this movie on Netflix. It's called, something with a C. I think it was called, I don't know what it was called. But Basically, the beginning of the movie is a man fucking a corpse. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is disturbing. But yeah. Now I have to finish this movie and see what the fuck it's about, you know? So he ends up going to a party and he drugs this chick and sleeps with her. So the whole movie is based on this chick who slept with this random guy at the party. She saw her ex at the party, got fucked up, slept with this random one night stand, no condom.
Right.
The next morning she wakes up and like some weird shit starting to happen with her body. So like the dead corpse gave him an STD that turns people into zombies.
Oh, God.
So it was like stupid, but like I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
And like she was sleeping with other people and giving them, it was just Sam. It was so fucked up.
Wow.
But I just brought that up because there's people out there that really do this shit.
Yeah.
Like sleeping with a body that's been dead for a week.
Yeah.
Like what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean people. Yeah, I mean some guys have just to have a place to put their dick. You know.
It's
think about it inside a fucking you know. Remember American Pie?
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Literally about to say he literally put it in a pie.
In a pie. You know, people, do you know what kind of things people put it in? I mean, because you hear from nurses and emergency room people. You know, people stick shit in their ass. And,
yeah, the ass have heard a lot of stories.
Right?
Like my Auntie Susan used to tell me some shit, and I'm like, what the hell?
And you don't hear that with women.
No, because we have no desire to stick shit up our ass. Ever. I don't want to stick your dick in my ass, let alone a gerbil.
Right.
Like Richard Gere was in the hospital because he had a gerbil up his ass.
Yeah, but that was a story. I don't know
no,
if it's
No, it
true.
Definitely happened.
I think it's an urban legend.
No, you just don't want to believe that he did that.
No, because I don't think he did.
He definitely did. It he looks like a motherfucker a that would put a gerbil in his ass. For sure.
Don't be hard on him. What the fuck?
He's not my fave.
He was one of the top actors in his day.
I don't groove to his looks, and I don't think he's a good actor.
Mm. Really?
I feel like I wish they casted somebody else for Pretty Woman.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. I wish she was on...
Because many people love the movie because of him.
No, we love it because of Julia Roberts.
Right.
Not him. Nothing is sexy about him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's too old for you.
No, I find... older looking men attractive.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a lot older. You know, but
I don't care.
But
Jared like Butler, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. He's like in his 50s.
Right.
If he wanted to hook up with me, I would hook up with him.
You would.
Yeah, he's fine as hell. He is sexy.
But you would marry him, right?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, if he's aging like that, you're only going to get better with age.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Like, he was hot in 300, but he's hotter now.
Yeah.
Like, he was hot back in the day, but he's hotter now.
Yeah.
I feel like with the guy I'm going to see, the same with him. Like, he was hot back in the day, but he's hotter now that he's older.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Have you seen Den of Thieves?
No.
It's Jared Butler's new movie. Well, it's not new. It's been out for over a year. It's on demand. You can find it on demand.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's with 50 Cent.
Okay.
And he's a cop in it.
Uh-huh.
His character is very frustrating, though.
Okay.
He's like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Cheats on his wife.
Really?
I'm like, oh, get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I saw on TV yesterday? And that was the Israeli channel that my mom watches.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a story on this guy who's a known, he's about maybe my, no, not my age. He's older. And he's a famous comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And they told the story of him marrying for the second time and all this, and he was very successful. He had money,
right?
And then he was struck by, I think, Well, something with his health. I think maybe a stroke or something.
Right, right, right.
And the doctor, so it was a tough time for him and his wife and the kids and stuff. And the doctors told her, if he comes out of here, out of the hospital, he'll be in a wheelchair and most likely paralyzed in half his body.
Hmm.
So she turns around and divorces him.
Oh, my God. That's right? Awful.
So he comes.
He comes at full recovery.
He comes home and there's nothing. No wife, no. Yeah, and he's fully recovered now.
Like, he's not paralyzed. He's not in a wheelchair.
No, he's totally normal.
I hope he has like a success story, made billions of dollars, and like is like doing him.
Well,
no, that's not how the story went.
No. I mean, she left him. What the fuck? So you have to ask yourself. So she says, you know, it was really tough. And when someone's sick in the family, everybody focuses on the sick person and not on the caregiver so much.
And, oh my God, what a selfish human being!
Right?
It's sickening.
I mean. Yeah.
He dodged a bullet. Goodbye, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
Right?
If anything happened.
Let me tell you why, though. She's a lot younger. She's like 30 years younger than him.
Okay, well, you
so
know what?
So that's what I'm saying. It's not surprising at all. All I'm saying is they should have seen this coming when they fucking got married with that age difference.
Oh.
Right? Because you know,
I guess
moment he reaches like 60 or something, becomes totally unattractive. She's 30 years old. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, 30 years is a big age gap.
It is a big age gap. That's what I'm saying.
Like, can you Google how old Gerald Butler is?
Probably 52, maybe.
I think he's like, I think he's in his young 50s.
Yeah?
But let's check.
Yeah, young 50s for sure, you know.
But the thing is with me, I'm like, I'm such a loyal human being that if I did ever marry an older dude, if he got sick, like, I'm riding that shit till the wheels fall off. Like,
really?
Yeah, 110%. I'm not leaving him.
Yeah.
I would never be able to live with myself if I did that.
Yeah.
But I've like got a kind heart. Not many people have my kind of
heart.
Right.
But I think for the most part, if you're married to someone.
Right.
And they get sick, you don't just up and leave.
No, it's
horrible. It's the worst thing you can do.
Right. It's horrible.
So immoral, right?
Like, you're an awful human being.
Right. Even if you're not totally in love with a person, it doesn't matter.
And what, are you not in love with them now because they're not in good health? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. He's 49, by the way. He was born in 69.
How old is he?
49.
Oh, okay. So he's not even 50 yet.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he was 49. I don't know how they figured it. Okay, yeah, because it's not November yet.
Yeah.
But all right.
So he just turned 49.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. He's hot.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's
hot.
He's
good
for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is. No doubt about it.
I think he's beautiful.
And he's Australian, right? No, Scottish.
Yes, I know he had an accent, but.
Yeah, he does have but not Australian. He's a Scottish actor.
Is he married?
Probably. No.
He's not?
But I think he's with someone, though, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like one of those people you never hear anything about.
Right.
You just see that he dropped a new movie and you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's never in the tabloids, nothing. He's very low key.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know. But.
I feel like the guy I'm going to see kind of looks like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
Mm hmm.
Then you really will have hit the jackpot.
Yeah. Let me not get too crazy, man.
Yeah, but no, I mean some actors are and actresses are like timeless, you know, they age very well and they appeal to all age groups, you know.
Yeah like even that's a 20 year old would probably think he's hot.
Yeah
like a 25 year old probably still hit it.
Yeah,
for sure. If he was at a bar
and
some 25 year old was there, she's gonna talk
to
him.
But because it is Gerard Butler.
No, I'm saying say he like was wearing a hat,
right,
and you couldn't really tell it was him, because honestly if he was wearing a hat next to me I probably wouldn't be able to tell it was him. But if he like talked to me at the bar and had an accent and he looked like that,
right.
I'm for sure giving you my number.
Right.
Without a doubt. And then when I find out who you are, even a bonus.
Right. Okay. So let's say he's 20 years older than you.
Yeah.
So when he's, let's see. So when he's
70, I'm 50.
70, you're 50. Well, that's okay
that's
already.
That's okay, yeah.
But, yeah, so I guess, look, 10 years is not, or 20 years is not as bad as 30.
No, it's not.
Right.
But I think 20 years is okay when you get older. I don't think a 40-year-old dating a 20-year-old is okay. I think that's fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because 20 is a
kid. I feel like you're still a child when you're in your 20s. I feel like when you hit 30, you're now considered an adult.
Yeah.
Like, we have now entered adultism.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Yeah.
Like, in your 20s, you're still trying to figure your shit out. I mean, I'm still trying to figure my shit out in my 30s, but like 20, like, when I think about what I was doing at like 26, bro.
Yeah. It's like definitely not life improving at all, right?
And I don't know how a 40-year-old would have been attracted to me at that point. Mind you, there are some 20-year-olds that are very mature for their age.
Right.
Because they've been working since they were like 12. But that's not a vast majority of them.
Yeah. He is married.
He is?
Well, they're showing someone with...
Yeah, but does he say he's married?
Oh, no. He's just... It says images for Gerard Butler's wife. And he's kissing someone. But I think these are girlfriends. Like Jennifer Aniston, I see here.
They never dated.
They never dated?
No. They did a couple movies together. So he's taking pictures with his co-stars. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's...
So he did. Yeah.
It's Gerard Butler. Now I'm curious. Butler.
No, I don't think he is because they're not mentioning anybody. If you're looking for his wife, he's never married. Okay. There you go. So he's available.
No, I've already got somebody.
No.
If it doesn't work out, maybe I'll go for Gerald.
Gerard.
Gerard, whatever.
Right. Gerald.
I'll probably have to learn to get his name right.
Exactly. Did you watch any of the movies that your new boyfriend was in? Because he told you he was in movies, no?
Who? The new
the guy? One you're going to see.
We've never talked about his career ever. Really? It's never even been a topic of conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It just hasn't been brought up.
How long have you been talking now?
Almost a month.
A month?
Yeah.
And you don't know, you haven't talked about it.
I mean, it's pretty standard that I know what the fuck you do.
Yeah.
I have a crush on you because you're on a show I watch. Like, right. I mean, I don't need to ask. I mean, that's something maybe you talk about in person.
Like, no, but so you watched him on the show?
Yeah, I've watched him since I was like a kid.
Oh.
Like, he was on a show that I grew up watching.
Really? And he was a kid, too?
He was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I've always had a crush on him. Really? I never, ever thought he'd answer my DM.
So what show was he on? Can you at least tell us that?
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. Huh.
You've never seen it.
No, I've never seen
it. Yeah, it's definitely not your type.
Was that like a TV show?
Yeah. Oh, it was on for years and years.
Yeah, I've never been into vampires, to be honest with you.
It's a good show, but it's a kiddie bop show.
Yeah.
It's like one of those like romantic, like you watch to see who's hooking up with who.
Yeah.
What vampire is dying today. It's one of those. When you're in high school, it's the shit.
Yeah, I guess.
And you like wish that you lived in a town that had vampires, basically.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The books I was reading about vampires, he didn't want to live there.
Yeah, no. I mean, you probably didn't want to live in this town either, but everyone was, the whole cast was super hot.
Really?
Yeah, like the girls are beautiful, the guys are hot. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Where are they finding these dudes? But you know, I've been watching him forever, and I just got drunk one day and was like, I'm going to slide in his DMs.
Wow.
And
that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. You see, you got to make yourself known.
Yeah.
People that
sometimes you're just gonna shoot your shot.
Yeah, who's gonna find you? You know, unless you make it, you make yourself known,
right,
and stand out there in some way. You know,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, think about it. Like when people get emails, right,
mm-hmm.
and they get like a million emails, you look at your thing and you go, "My God, you know, where do I start?"
Right.
But think if one of them looked different, like
right.
yeah, like everything in caps or something,
right?
It stands out, right. You know, even though it looks like shit,
right.
Stands out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I noticed that even like bad design, like when I look at like sometimes ad in the paper or in the magazine or whatever,
right.
I go, God, this is terrible fucking design. But it works.
Right.
Because many people don't even fucking care.
Right.
You know, but right. It works.
Right. So I got lucky. He responded.
Yeah. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously he feels you have something to offer. So he's making the effort.
Right.
I can't imagine he does this for every woman that he meets on Instagram or whatever.
I just imagine he probably doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
Because he's like always busy. Mm. Like I'm talking like I know his schedule, but I assume he's probably busy a lot, like always on set.
Yeah.
So
maybe.
I don't know.
Is he working regularly now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy. Everybody's busy except you.
Yeah.
You're busy working out, though, so that's good. Did what? You go, did
I,
you
I've go gone, to the gym? I haven't gone to the gym once this week.
Really?
Nope, just don't have the time. Because
you just said you were going to see a trainer or whatever.
Yeah, and yesterday I was like, I'm debating it. And the debate was, no, I'm not going.
Yeah, I need to understand what you do all day.
I try to find a job. That's what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
How many hours does it take, though? You sit in front of the computer and actually look up things and stuff?
It takes a while.
But why doesn't anything happen for you?
I don't know. I don't know what God's plan is for me. Yeah. But whatever jobs I'm applying for.
I don't know
if
it's God's
plan. No, it's God's plan 110%.
No, it's how you react to it. And what you maybe this it's a message to you that you're doing something wrong. Maybe you need to reevaluate.
I'm absolutely doing something wrong.
So you need to reevaluate what you're doing, maybe with someone who is a professional. So go see a therapist.
No, I don't think finding a job has to do with therapy. I mean,
I think so.
No, it doesn't.
Because I'm telling you, they're gonna make you see things about you that you may not.
Yeah,
see.
That's all well and good, but that's not gonna change the fact that my resume is not being responded.
No, but
to.
It'll be different approaches. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying I don't need a
or
therapist.
How you deal? Yeah.
I for sure would go see a therapist if my insurance covered it. But yeah. I don't think me not having a therapist right now is why I don't have a job.
I think so. You need to analyze. So who could help you with that?
What, my resume? My resume probably
no,
just
no,
needs
not
to be
your
fixed.
Resume. Well, maybe your resume too, but
right. But
it's all in all, it's impossible not to be called for interviews and shit like that, you know.
Sam, I agree with you. I literally will speak to my dad. I'm like, I just don't understand it. Like yeah. In Boston, I never didn't have a job.
So what do you want to do? You want to go to a psychic? Do you want to go to a priest? Do you want to go to a therapist?
Wait, you think I need an exorcism, bro?
No, like therapist or something. No, like a priest to talk to or something.
No, I'm not going to talk to a priest.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. What do you have left, you know? Because you don't listen to anybody around you. Do you listen to your sister?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Not all the time, no. Yeah. I don't listen to anybody all the time.
Right.
Because nobody else can make a decision for me.
That's true.
You can give your opinion on what you think I should do, and I might take that in and analyze it, but that doesn't mean that's the decision I'm going to make.
Exactly, because just because you want
it. Yeah, because your decision could change my life in a negative way. It has to be my decision and my decision only.
Right. And then you only have yourself to blame.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, I wish we had another hour. There's so much to talk about here.
I know, but imagine how much we're going to talk about when I get back.
I know. And there's a very sad story, but I better fucking close that.
Yeah, I don't want a sad
story. I'm closing the browser, no more stories.
Happiness, happiness, happiness only.
Yes.
Good vibes only.
Let's smile and laugh and look for our utopia.
Yeah.
For a perfect world. And
right. Maybe
we'll find it one day. But Danny will probably get a little taste of that this weekend.
I know. I'm actually excited.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Be excited. Look forward to it.
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited to like kiss somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been kissed like in so
long.
Wow,
that's true. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, like kissing's pretty passionate.
Right.
Like it can go really well or it can go really. You can tell a lot by somebody's kiss, how they kiss you.
Yeah.
It could be all good or all bad.
Yeah, I like kissing.
I love kissing. And yeah. I like holding hands.
Right.
Like, I hope all that's going down.
And sex, of course.
So, last night on our podcast.
Fuck, do you believe? Yeah, go
we
on.
We had, like, a guest on there or whatever. And this guy he's, like, pretty famous. He has, like, 20 million followers or whatever. And he was talking about flyby nights and how he used to fly people to his city all the time. And he goes, you can tell if a guy's really into you by two ways. One, after you hook up with him, if he rolls over and doesn't cuddle with you, you're never hearing from him again after the trip.
Right.
But if he cuddles with you, he might see a little bit of potential in you.
Right.
No,
of course. Yeah, it's true. I mean, if he rolls over, obviously he doesn't want anything to do with you once he came.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know. That's sex only. But, all right. So, listen, have yourself a wonderful trip.
Pray for me.
We will. If you need anything, you have my number.
Yeah, legit. Not that you'd be able to do anything for
no,
me.
The only thing you text me is if you stayed a few more days, right?
If I get stranded, which I hope I'm not because I'm not packing for a few more days.
Yeah, no, but what if you have fun? You guys decide you can stay there a few more days. He wants you to be there. Stay, what the hell?
Or I'll just be like, I have to go
You're
back.
You're already there.
Or I'll be like,
what do you have to rush to, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
It's okay, I'll deal with it. But if you're already there and you have fun, then I'm sure that's the only time you'll text me. But that's okay. You be into your own man there. So enjoy yourself. Everybody, we're still going to be doing the show. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm going to have, so Brigetta is bringing in a guest. So I'm going to have two women in here. Mm-hmm. I won't be alone, Danny.
That's good.
But we're going to miss you. I know it would have been full house if you were here.
Yeah.
And it would have been awesome. But we'll invite him back.
Yeah, for sure.
But at any rate, for the listeners, please tune in tomorrow. I'll be here. And take a good care, and we'll see you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.